This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Bloomington City Council member Jen Carrillo has found a new home. That move will force Carrillo to resign from the council. Carrillo says they couldn't find a home in Ward 6 after their apartment lease expired. Carrillo served on the council a little over 2 years. They tell Eric Stock, Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe, and the council should appoint someone who shares Carrillo's values to serve the last year and 8 months of the term.
I am, very interested in making sure that the vacancy that I will create is replaced by somebody who shares my values. I'm unclear about, prior similar circumstances and the ways that prior administrations may have handled it. But I do think that the people of Ward 6 deserve to be represented by someone who embodies the values that they came out to vote for 2 years ago.
In what way will you try to do that?
I'm already consulting with community members who may have an interest in the vacancy and will certainly be making my recommendations to the mayor. I am hopeful that they will take them into account as they figure out who to nominate to take my place.
When did it become clear to you that finding a new place in Ward 6 just wasn't possible?
In early May is when I got word, after, kind of being told that I would be able to renew my lease for another year, that was not going to be the case and that the house was going to be sold. And, I knew it was going to be tough because I have had to look for a new apartment many times, but never could I have imagined what I actually ended up finding once I started looking, which was, a housing crisis in every sense of the word. So apartments that were being rented out minutes after they were posted, such a tremendous scarcity in terms of what was available, maybe seeing, just a handful of things come up per week for the whole city, really. And just, a lot of subpar housing going for, exorbitant rates. And so I started looking into the possibility of perhaps buying a home, but even there, the pickings were pretty slim and the prices are very high, and it was definitely looking tough there for a second. I thought that I might end up on somebody's couch.
What does this say about the housing situation, the need for affordable and middle-income housing in the community?
I mean, certainly the situation is not good, and you can only imagine how this is going to explode after, people start facing eviction once the moratorium is completely up. So that's a very scary thing. And the housing was one of my campaign issues, so certainly I know that it has been a need in this community for far too long, and have worked at a state level to try to establish rent control measures to start to begin to equalize the playing field a bit. The other thing, Eric, that I think this points to is just the ways that our system is not created to support low-income people and middle-income people. This is not a problem that any of my fellow council members are having. And, the vast majority of the people who have been on council are people of a certain financial, socioeconomic status. I do think that's something that I'm going to ask my colleagues to address.
So what is next for you?
Well, I am excited to take a brief break from politics, although, there's really no getting away with it as a person of color and a queer person in this community. But I am looking forward to learning about, primer and window replacements and all the cool stuff that comes along with homeownership.
Have you thought about how you might reappear in the public space, or are you even thinking about that now?
Certainly, I think the ward that I'll be moving into is Ward 4, and I think Ward 4 has great representation in Zuli Emig, so I have no plans to throw my hat in that ring. But the opportunity around Ward 6, I think, very much found me, and I have every confidence that whatever the next opportunity is will find me. But for now, no plans for some grand reentry.
What stands out for you about your 2+ years on the council? Wins, losses, lessons learned?
Well, Certainly, I'm very proud of like the collective work that, you know, that I have done with the community in my time on council. I think that probably the highlight for me was the way that we were able to fight for and establish a direct aid program for residents through the pandemic. I am really glad that I was in office when that happened, because even though now it's a thing that, you know, other council members and just in the public, we talk about like, oh, this is a normal thing that was always going to happen. People were vehemently opposed to it. People on the council were vehemently opposed to a direct aid program. But, you know, the organizing that took place in the community, as well as the allies that these groups had on council, I think, ended up set us up to have a win there.
That's outgoing Bloomington City Councilmember Jen Carrillo with Eric Stock. Carrillo's term on the council will end August 31st.